We've had a brutal fire season this year. The fires still burning across California have left more than 80 dead and hundreds still missing. Amidst the flames, a seemingly new trend has emerged. A two-tiered system with private firefighting resources for those who can afford them, and a system stretched thin for the rest. Nick Mott spoke with a couple of private outfits centered in our region.
I'm walking through a mixture of hail and snow into a barn outside of Missoula.
The sign says, Stallion, do not enter. Is there danger in there?
Well, I decided to leave those up. I used to run up to 15 stallions a season in here.
Troy Kurth heads up the private firefighting company Rocky Mountain Fire. He's showing me around where his crews prep for their 14-day assignments.
We got out of the horse business. So you run a stallion station here, and so we converted this horse barn into our fire cache and shop.
And he says those firefighting services are increasingly in demand.
Victims in the state's worst ever wildfire.
On this day, Kurth has four of his engines and about eight personnel on the ground in California.
Officials say the death toll is now up to at least 85 people.
It's all part of a new spin on a recent trend. Starting in the 1980s, the Forest Service began facing tighter budgets and more destructive fires. So it started contracting with private firefighting companies to help out. Then, more recently, the private insurance industry got involved and started offering private firefighting services on its home policies. David Torgerson is president of Bozeman-based Wildfire Defense Systems, the largest private firefighting group in the country.
This contribution from the insurance industry is here to stay. It's become the new norm.
Like other private companies, Torgerson continues to contract with state and federal government, but now he's also working with about a dozen private insurers. Since 2008, he says his crews have responded to more than 550 wildfires that included thousands of private properties. He adds most of the homes have been average value, not million-dollar mansions. And either way, he says the more resources for these raging fires, the better.
Quietly in the background, these insurer programs have been growing and contributing in a strong way and creating, you know, better results to the extent possible and contributing to these incidents. It's really a win-win.
But how easy is it to get that coverage for the average homeowner? That's not clear.
Some of the most beautiful places to live are prone to natural disasters.
Here's an ad from insurance giant AIG.
The Wildfire Protection Unit. This complimentary service helps our customers prepare their homes.
AIG did not respond to email interview requests, but according to its website, the complimentary service is available only to its private client group, which is custom designed for high-end properties. Eric Szymanski is with Chubb, another insurance provider that offers this service to all clients in fire-prone areas across 18 states.
It's complimentary. So if you're a policyholder within those states, it's part of your homeowner's policy.
But there may be another problem with any kind of insurance in some of those areas.
The affordability issue is one that is growing here in California. We're continuing to see prices increase.
That's Nancy Kincaid, a spokesperson for the California Department of Insurance. Her state has more homes in fire-prone areas than any other region. And she says homeowners there are having more and more trouble securing coverage of any kind due to increasing premiums. Carl Seilstad has been studying fire trends for decades as an associate professor of fire science and management at the University of Montana and a practicing fire incident commander. He says this trend towards private firefighting is a reflection of our society.
I mean, that's capitalism, right? That if you have assets to be protected and you can pay for protection, that you would pay extra for the protection that you get.
Whether it's fair and equitable is more complicated, he says. For one, nobody's keeping track of the industry and who's using the services. However,
even the perception that fire management plays favorites, whether it's fair or not, erodes confidence in the fire management enterprise.
And he's not just worried about the insurance industry protecting individual properties. It's also the private money flowing into state and federal fire suppression.
When does private enterprise start dictating how fire management gets done?
Fire and forest management is already an ecological and political issue. So what happens, he says, when profit comes into play too? The private firefighter industry continues to grow. According to the industry's trade group, there are more than 150 companies employing more than 12,000 crew members. I'm Nick Mott for the Mountain West News Bureau.